Brigadier General Mark Kimmett of the CPA is on the line from Baghdad. General Kimmett, tell me, how's the situation on the ground? We have for weeks been fed with stories about Fallujah, Najaf, and al-Sadr's militia, and apparently some of the private militias coming together to coalesce and support the government, but Sadr's militia not being part of that. How would you describe the situation on the ground, say, between Sadr and ourselves, and also in general?
Well, first of all, in general, things aren't where we want them to be. They're certainly much better than they were in early April. The security situation, anytime we have either an Iraqi citizen or a coalition soldier killed, that's not a good thing, and sadly that's happening almost every day over here. But it's a far cry from what it was in early April when Sadr and his militia were trying to take over almost the entire southern portion of Iraq and the problems we were having in Fallujah. Since then, we've calmed things down in Fallujah. We still have some work to do, but there haven't been any bullets flying in Fallujah since about May 3rd. And as of 3 days ago, Sadr agreed to withdraw his forces from the last city that he controlled, the city of Najaf. So I think we've made a tremendous amount of progress, and certainly one that promotes stability over here.
Would you say that the image we sometimes get over here in the States from the media of instability and bombs and the lack of security is misleading, that the press tends to focus on a few certain areas and doesn't consider the country as a whole? Is that
first
fair?
First of all, I don't know, as a resident of Tacoma, I don't know what my friends down in Tacoma are seeing, but I can tell you that what we see over here in CNN International and Fox is not representative of what is happening. 95% of the country, reconstruction is going on, rebuilding is going on, the schools have opened, the electricity is flowing, the oil is flowing, the health clinics are open. It's not just opening, but open. Sure, there is still instability in the country, but I think that the American people can be very proud of their soldiers that are contributing to maintaining a sense of stability so that we can pass the government on to the people of Iraq.
Well, for what it's worth, General Kimmett, last Friday, we held a fundraiser on the air for Operation Support Our Troops. They have a Christmas package program, holiday package, where they send packages to the troops over there for the holidays. And in one day, around 12 hours, we actually raised over $17,000 for postage and handling to help them get over there. So that may give you a sense of how the people here feel about our troops.
Well, that's so very important. I mean, the day we lose the support of the American people is the day we need to roll up our tents and go home. We're only here to fight for the American people, to represent the American people, and the support of the American people is probably the most important asset that we've got going for us over here.
I agree with you. General Kimmett, one last question, then we'll let you go, and I know you're busy, and I do thank you for taking some time to be with us. With the transition coming up to Iraqi authority on June 30th, roughly 3 weeks away, there have been some concerns raised about the ability of the Iraqis to handle their own security. Now, we're not going anywhere, I understand that, and we'll be there as long as the Iraqi government wants us, and we'll leave when they tell us to leave. But are there transition steps being made so the Iraqis will be able to handle more and more of their security needs and rely less and less on American and allied forces?
Yeah, that's certainly our long-term plan, but that's a conditions-based event. That's not a calendar-based event. The Iraqis will take over control of security independently in those areas and at those times when they're ready. That is our long-term strategy for getting our troops home. But we don't want to pull out too early, possibly contributing to sectarian violence over here. But we don't want to stay one day longer than necessary over here. So we're going to continue to work in a partnership with the Iraqi forces to foster them, to develop them, and to let them take care and responsibility for their own security.
One last question I'll get in, General, and we'll let you go. This is coincidence. I just happened to get an email photo from a friend of mine who's in the 81st Brigade over there, from Washington State, the National Guard, showing me what gummy bears look like at 105 degrees, and they're liquefied. How is a Tacoma boy taking to the weather over there?
Well, all I can tell you is I don't know where that kid from the 81st is if it's only 105 degrees, because I ain't seen 105 in the last couple of weeks, even in the shade. I don't want to say it, but I kind of miss the dome, and I miss the aroma, and I miss the rain.
Well, I hope you get a chance to come back soon, and I hope you get a chance to cross paths when you do, General. We appreciate what you're doing over there, and we support you wholeheartedly in your efforts. And do your job and come home safe.
Well, pray for the troops, and thanks for the support.
You bet. Well, as you, General Kimmett, thanks so much.